Joining us this morning, you mentioned Kitty. Kitty Cadis is from the Wesleyan Senior Living, joining us this morning to talk about an event you have going on. You're hosting a pretty fun event. Talk about what's it called?
It's called Stuff the Escalade, and it's next Tuesday at 5:30. That's December 2nd.
Okay.
And the event is in, the proceeds are going to the Valor Home Lorain County for our homeless veterans in Lorain. So there's a big cause out there, and we're looking forward to raising some money for it.
Now, when you say stuff the Escalade, I've been at a parking lot, a stoplight next to an Escalade. That's a pretty big one, but this is qualified as a Fisher Price Escalade.
Yes, it's still a pretty good size. If you're a kid, you know, and it's got the battery run, and so they can drive it and get stuffed with all kinds of things, from gift cards to mittens, gloves, sports toys. So it's, when you walk in, kids, I want that Escalade.
Have you taken it for a spin?
I haven't. I offered.
They used to just have Jeeps. Now they've got Escalades. Wow.
This is, sure.
What kind of interior do they have on something like that? But this one obviously is filled with all sorts of great prizes. It's all to raise money for the Valor Home. What can you tell us about the Valor Home, and why is there the connection with Wesleyan?
The Valor Home Lorain County is over by the hospital, and they took over the property. We're ready to open last year when they had a flood in the basement, and so that set them back a little bit, but they did open this fall, and it's geared around getting our homeless veterans off the street, working them into a program so that they can get back into the community. So it's not only getting them off the street with temporary housing, but it also has a whole program that gets them back into the community with jobs and our veterans have been through a lot, so it's not only a financial thing, but there's a lot of emotional support, and they supply everything. They have case managers and a whole staff that's geared just for that particular veteran.
Also joining us this morning, we have Jim Beckel from Always Best Care Senior. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
My pleasure being here.
That you have there as well. This event, again, is coming up on Tuesday, December 2nd. Be from 5:30 to 8. It'll be at the Wesleyan Village. I understand you have a lot of things for the whole, like for families to do. There's a lot of activities.
Very, very family oriented. We're going to have a kids station and Santa Claus and face painting and horse-drawn carriage rides along the patio homes. So there'll be definitely something for everybody.
And this gives the kids and probably the people at the village as well a lot of excitement.
Oh,
going
they're already talking about it.
Oh, they are, really?
It can't come soon enough, and then it'll end way too soon.
Well, there's always a lot of things like that going on, even, talking. Jim, what was the reason that Always Best Care wanted to be involved in something like this?
This is actually an event that we started 4 years ago in Medina County. There is a nonprofit that we work with called the Hands Foundation that is basically a senior make-a-wish. So we do a tremendous amount of work within Lorain County. Our agency is blessed and honored that we have had a contract with the VA for over 6 years. So we do a tremendous amount of give back to the veterans, help them survive in their homes. So I said, let's recreate it and let's do it back here in Lorain County. We met Dan Gelati last year at a pinning ceremony for veterans that was sponsored by Hospice of Western Reserve. Became very connected, involved, and it just seemed like the right thing to do. So approached Kitty at Wesleyan Village. It's a great community. It's a historic community, a landmark in Elyria. My grandmother actually lives there also. She will turn 100 years old next week. So it's the right thing to do. Like Kitty said, the event is purely a family fun event, and all of the proceeds go back to the Valor Home.
I see that Santa going to be here? I see his name dropped in on this.
Oh, yeah, Santa's going to
Santa
be there.
Santa will be there.
Two Santas are going to be there.
No, two Santas, no waiting. Is that how that works? No laps, plenty of laps to go around. But this is a fun evening for everybody. Again, it's coming up on Tuesday, December 2nd, 5:30 to 8. No admission for this, but there's a lot of ways that they can help then support while the event is going on, right?
Yes, the event is absolutely free. So that's important. There's no cost to get back in. However, we are looking for donors and sponsors, sponsors on a corporate level, back down to individuals donating any toy Any gift that can be used to stuff the Escalade, as well as cast donations. We will be selling tickets for the Escalade, for the grand prize. There will be silent auctions, all kinds of ways to donate.
Jim, I'd like to know more about your grandmother, who's about to turn 100, and her experience at Wesleyan.
Jesse, Grandma's amazing. She will turn 100 years old December 5th. She has been at Wesleyan Village for around 12 years. She is literally the poster child for the village and for assisted living communities. She started out in the patio homes right along the river. She has transitioned into assisted living. She now has a studio apartment. She's had some setbacks, a fall past couple years ago. She slowed down a little bit. She uses her walker, but she's been engaged in the community. She is literally their go-to person for all of the arts and crafts within the community. She's read to the daycare program. She has thrived in that community. Yeah, she actually, that's right. Grandma won the Volunteer of the Year award for residents there. Grandma Bechtold has donated over close to 7,000 hours of care, of donation hours back to the community. So she's thrived, has an excellent quality of life. And again, personally, I can't say enough about Wesleyan Village and what they do and how they do it.
Well, when was the point where you knew that, or she decided, this is where I'd like to go, or I need assistance in my day-to-day, in my lifestyle?
Grandma, she has outlived two husbands. She moved back. She was out in Arizona, back in the Dakotas then, and after her second husband died, came back here, was living with my uncles, and it just became too much. She wanted her own space and things like that. So my parents, the family, looked at options and alternatives, and Wesleyan Village was it. The great thing about Wesleyan Village is that they are a continuing care retirement community. Grandma moved in with finances. They're a not-for-profit, so she literally has spent down her money and will live the rest of her life there. And that's important also. A lot of people need to move when finances run back out. So that's the one unique thing about Wesleyan Village.
We're talking today with Jim Bechtold from Always Best Care Senior Services, also Kitty Cadis from Wesleyan Senior Living. They are, along with the Hospice of the Western Reserve, sponsors for this big event going on December 2nd from 5:38 at Wesleyan Village, Christmas at the Village, to benefit the Valor Home. Jim, you talked about helping out the veterans. Is there a different way that, as veterans are getting older and you have to deal with them as seniors or in assisted settings, that's different than somebody who maybe didn't serve in the military or doesn't have that veteran experience? Is there something unique about that?
I've been fortunate enough to attend a lot of seminars and educational programs. The VA puts on symposiums every spring. And having never served, I can only speak by my personal experience of dealing with the veterans. It's the psychological, it's the emotional factors that so many times affect veterans. The physical scars, they are what they are. Obviously unfortunate. But it's reconnecting with society. It's the brutality of war. It's seeing comrades and friends die. It's the killing that goes on. I mean, war is hell. The one great thing about the Valor Home and what we do as an agency is try to lend an ear, if nothing else, to be a sounding board for these veterans. Like Kitty had stated, the Valor Home provides physical, emotional, spiritual support. They have counseling on top of the food, on top of the meals. They've partnered with Lorain County Community College. They have donated a tremendous amount of computer space So it's educating and training these veterans to become back, to orient them back into society. What our aides do on a daily basis is provide assistance with activities of daily living, bathing, dressing, meal prep, and other things like that. But a lot of times it's just be there. It's lend an ear. It's compassion. It's a hug. These guys have given us all the freedoms that we have on a day-to-day basis. And it's important that we, that Wesleyan Village, that Hospice of Western Reserve, that anyone in our industry give back to these men and women who have given so much to us already.
And everybody else can have an enjoyable time helping give back and also taking part in this big event coming up on December 2nd. It'll be from 5:30 to 8. Doors open at 5:30. You've got some holiday music there. You can also register to win the Fisher Price, I have to always qualify this, Fisher Price Escalade, mm-hmm. stuffed with maybe up to over $4,000 in great prizes, beautifully wrapped, and everybody's ready to have some fun with the carriage rides, face painting going on, Santa as well. So it looks like you're going to have a nice time coming up next Tuesday, December 2nd, from 5:30 to 8. People want to find out more, Kitty. Is there a place for them to
Yes, if they want to find out more or if they have donations, they can bring them to Wesleyan Village, which is at 807 West Avenue, or they can call Shelley at 440-284-9371. Again, we're looking for donations. We're looking for sponsorships, any $100, $500. We'll come pick things up, so will Jim from Always Best Care. We'll also pick things up, so we'll make it easy for you.
And it all benefits the Valor Home.
All benefits the Valor Home.
Benefits Valor Home in Lorain County, helping homeless veterans find a home and hope for their future.